past the 10 o'clock hour. Good morning, Lagos! What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos, baby? Welcome, everybody. Brand new week, brand new day. Welcome to the show, the best show with the best conversations. Of course, outside of all the talk that we do, we bring you the best of conversations. We try to help you relax, especially on a Monday where there's traffic, those who are queuing up for fuel are queuing up for fuel, those who are going to work have to spend so much money for buses, you know. What is it? Even the ride-hailing apps, like, what's going on, though? 12 minutes gone past 10 o'clock. Good morning. Welcome to What's Up Lagos. My name is Mary Ann Duke Cone. As usual, welcome to the best conversation on radio. From now till 12 o'clock, we promise to make sure that you enjoy your Monday, mid-Monday morning, before we get you back into the very serious conversations. But today, I know you can notice that my lover, my co-anchor, my partner in crime, is not here, but he'll be back tomorrow. Don't worry. He had to take some time off, but he will be back here. So this morning, as usual, we start off the show with Sound Off. Sound Off is that part of the show where we get to sound off on very, very important issues, whether it be social, whether it be political, whether it be economical, whether it be security, whatever it is, we help you to sound off on those matters, because you know what? These issues, you know, one way or the other, concern you. They might be biting us. We might be feeling it. It might be rubbing off us the wrong way. And so we give you an opportunity to listen to us while we sound off on your behalf. But then we don't take any calls. We don't take your messages or responses. We just do it for you. So we're starting off with Sound Off as usual. And of course, our musings come right after that. And then the main conversation for the day. Don't forget, Power Solutions will come at 11:30 till 12 o'clock. Again, my name is Mary Anna Cohn. Thanking you for joining us on the show. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? All right, time for Sound Off. We're going to sound off on something that I think we loosely spoke about last week. I want us to pay more attention to it this time. And of course, I have some questions that beg for answers. So let's sound off. Now, President Buhari has called for an emergency security meeting. For those of you who do not know, President Muhammad Buhari will be meeting with security chiefs in Abuja today to review and strengthen security network in Nigeria, according to the presidency. Now, a press release signed by the senior special assistant on media and publicity, Mr. Sheu Garuba, stated that the president will receive briefs from security chiefs and interject on areas that need more attention. As a result, the president's planned inauguration of a new technology and innovation hub has been postponed. The emergency security meeting is taking place a week after the United States Embassy in Nigeria issued an alert warning of an elevated risk of terror attacks in Abuja. I'd like to go further. The embassy issued a travel advisory ordering the departure of family members of its government employees resident in Abuja. It said it was due to the crime of terrorism, civil unrest, kidnapping, and maritime crime. Now, a lot of us would say that, oh, well, you see, these things that have been mentioned are things that we've lived with over the years. Yes, and so have these diplomats. They've lived amongst us over the years with these so-called threats. But why would these guys pack up and leave, send their family members away, shut down some of the businesses that they do here because of a heightened security risk? Oh, well, did I remind you? The information minister came out to say that it's clickbait. I'm still yet to understand what Mr. Lai Mohammed meant by clickbait. I'm also still shuddered at the fact that it was not our intelligence agencies that put out that alert. It had to be the guys who came from outside this country on missions into this country that were first to give us that alert. So these are the questions that I earlier stated that I would want answers to. If we have intelligence in this country, why are our intelligence officers on the receiving end of intel as opposed to putting out the intel? One. Secondly, why does this government, this administration, continue to play the ostrich in terms of insecurity and fighting it to a standstill? Why is it that we politicize everything, including something as serious as security of lives and property, something that this government had promised that they would do for us? Because, I mean, that's the basic thing, protecting lives and property. Why is it that if this is clickbait, people had to leave the country? It has to be serious, right? But oh no, Mr. President has come out to say, be calm, but be alert. I'm sorry, sounds like something we used to hear from the network service back in the day that would say, be observant, you know, watch out for people that are, you know, in your area or unusual movements in your area. But I think it's gone past that. I'm really saddened mostly because this is a government that promised us. In fact, they came into this, you know, administration promising us heaven and earth, saying that they will make sure that they put an end to the insecurity, especially Boko Haram. Oh, well, they can also say that, oh, well, we pushed Boko Haram to the fringes. What about the bandits? What about the unknown gunmen? Now, do you know that there are kidnappings happening now on Lagos, Ibadan Expressway? Oh, you know, when we used to say it was happening on the Kaduna Express, it sounded a bit far-fetched. It's coming home to roost. How ready are we? Months ago, the IGP came up to say, oh, well, we're ordering watertight security. We're going to be on top of the matter. No stone unturned. Months down the line, there was a raid. We found explosives. We found guns, blah, blah, blah. And some of these heads of these cells have been arrested. Can we be more serious about security? Because you see, an election is by the corner. We're not trying to alarm anybody, but should we also sit at ease and think that, oh, well, the government says we should just, you know, be alert. Yes, we're all staying calm. But can we trust our security agencies to carry out their duties? We've heard too much talk. When are we going to see action? When can we actually sleep with our eyes closed? We have become our own security men. We've gated all our estates. We've paid for security, extra security, because our security agencies are not living up to expectation. What needs to be done? Please, Mr. President. Please, dear governors. Please, Chief of Defense Staff. Please, Chief of Army Staff. All our security agents. Can you begin to be on top of the matter that, like you say, can you begin to be the ones on top of it, running the business, as opposed to letting things happen to us and then we react to it? Can we begin to do that? Can we keep Nigeria safe for once? We've had too many unnecessary deaths in the space of 2 to 3 years. We cannot have any more of this. And let's stop the politics and start the business of security. And that's Sound Off.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
All right, 21 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. It's still What's Up Lagos. Yes, it's the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station. And of course, we bring you the best of conversations anywhere else. You can just have any kind of conversation. But here on Nigeria Info, we bring you the best of conversations. So our musing this morning, let's talk about job interview experiences. I'm sure that many of us have gone for job interviews. No matter whatever job it is that you're looking for, you must have gone for one job interview or the other. Let's talk about those experiences. And for those who didn't get the job, how did you know you were not going to get the job during that interview? Maybe you did something, you said something, or you looked a certain way and you were sure, you saw the look on the faces of the interviewer that, nah, I'm not going to get this job. Or were you even shocked? Were you so certain that you were going to get the job and then they sent you an email saying, I'm sorry, we'll have to go with someone else? I want to hear those extreme job interview experiences that you've had over time, because we all look for jobs at one point or the other in our lives, and we want to share those experiences on the show this morning. Don't forget, in a few minutes, we're going to go for a quick break and bring you some messages. But in the meantime, we're asking you, what are some of those job interview experiences that you've had? The crazy, the good, the bad, and the ugly, especially the one that you knew off the cuffs that you were not going to get the job? Join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. It's a Monday. And of course, there are people who dressed up and left their homes going to seek for a job. Some are almost certain that they're very qualified for the job. But you know how it always turns out. Sometimes you're very lucky you get the job. Half the time, sorry, we're going to go with someone else. Let's talk.
I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos.
0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. You can also call if you're a lady, 01465-7190, and send us WhatsApp messages. We'd like to hear from you. The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. I'll take it again, 0809-597-5805. And you can join the conversation on Twitter with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. We are Nigeria Info FM. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. WhatsApp Lagos.
Hello, good morning. WhatsApp Lagos.
WhatsApp Lagos. Hey, cheers to life. Good morning. Please turn off your radio.
I'm funny, I'm on traffic actually.
All right, go ahead. No, I can still hear myself. Turn it off.
I'm on traffic. Let me wind up.
No, turn off your radio. I can hear myself. I can hear myself. Turn off the radio. All right. Turn off the radio and call me back, all right? We can't have a conversation if I'm getting to hear myself back and forth, all right? Please. When you call and you know your call is going through, please turn off the radio. That way, we can both hear ourselves, all right? 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hi, what's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Lagos? Good morning, Solomon.
Yeah, I'm calling from VI.
All right, Solomon, share your job interview experience with us.
All right, so a couple of months back, I got an interview invite, and I went for the first stage, went for the second, and also the third. They even asked me to send my tax ID, my payslip, my pension ID, and everything for onboarding. Yeah, eventually I waited a week. I didn't get a call for the onboarding. 2 weeks, and then I called the HR. What's up? I'm not hearing anything from you guys. Surprisingly, this same HR that I've been communicating with refused to take my calls. I sent SMS, nothing. And this is 3 months down the line.
Wow.
Nothing.
And so you did it. They didn't give you any sign that they were not taking
nothing.
You.
No feedback. For you to ask me to send those information, my payslip from my current company then, all other things,
that
including
was most
my certificate.
Likely the last step, you know? That's like the last
exactly.
step.
Exactly. They made it clear that it was for onboarding.
Well.
And eventually, I didn't get the job. So you can imagine how our HRP personnel here, they take us for granted. I don't know. Even if you're not going to go out.
I'm so sorry. You have to go for that break. Minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. It's still What's Up Lagos. My name is Mary Anna Cohn, and we are talking about job hunts. You know how tiring and very stressful and sometimes very, very depressing if you don't get the job. It can be when you're looking for a job. Well, and then especially when you now are called for an interview, and then for the last caller, apologies to the last caller for, you know, that cutoff we had to go for that break. Anyway, you do everything. They even asked for his tax ID and all kinds of things, only for the young man to realize that he didn't get the job. Why? Because he didn't get a call back. But then, you know, it's something that I saw something on LinkedIn, I think some weeks ago, where a lady was saying, can the HR operatives in companies let people know that they didn't get the job? Because you called me, you asked me to bring this and that, show up for this interview. Now, if you do not want to give me the job, can you have the decency to at least tell me, I'm sorry, we're so sorry. If you don't want to call me, send me an email and let me know. Let me not be waiting forever. So yeah, my heart goes out to the last caller. But then we're asking you this morning, how did you know you were not going to get the job? Or how did you know when you got the job, that you were going to get the job. And share with us some of those job interview experiences that you've had. The good, the bad, the ugly. Who knows? We might learn something from it. I have some very funny ones on social media that I'll get to read out. But in the meantime, I think I need you to join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. And if you are a lady, you're not left out. 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. Tweet at us on Twitter at Nigeria Info with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. And of course, you could join us on WhatsApp. Okay. Let's take those calls this morning. I want to hear your stories. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, cheers to life. Good morning. Please turn off your radio.
Yes, I've turned it off.
No, it's not off. I can still hear myself.
I've turned it off.
Go ahead.
So, what happened is this. I knew I was not going to get a job.
Okay.
When they told me, I will knock you with charm.
What does that mean? It's morning radio. Let's not talk about nasty stuff on the radio, okay? But whatever that is, not good for morning broadcast. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Hey, cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mercy for me.
All right, morning, Mercy. What's up? Great.
Okay, my regards to you. I'm enjoying the program.
Okay, you don't have an experience to share with us?
No. Just that I'm not yet.
Okay, all right. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. Good morning.
I've been on the line for a while.
Ah, Kpeleo. Thank God you got through.
Can you hear me clearly?
Clearly, yes, I can.
Yeah, my name is Maxwell. I had a very bitter experience in 2015.
Hmm.
Can we call the names of organizations?
No, please.
Okay, so I did a computer-based test with one of the new generation banks. I would have loved to call the name because
Mm-mm.
it should be an asset for
Mm-mm.
them to also.
No, sir,
back.
We do not want a lawsuit, but go ahead.
So, all right, so I did CBT test, that is computer-based test.
Mm-hmm.
I passed. Did first interview, I passed. Meanwhile, at this stage, the number of people that actually started the whole process, I reducing. So I did the first one, second interview, third interview. I passed all the stages. And I was invited to go for medical at one of their hospitals, recommended hospitals in VI.
Mm-hmm.
I went. After the medical, I was told to come for another round of interviews, which I did. In that interview, I was specifically told that I should wait for my offer letter. I kept following up for 2 years.
What? Wait, hold on. You waited for an offer letter for 2 years.
For
Are you
two
kidding?
They were giving me, I would love to call the name of the company.
No, sir.
All
but
right.
but I don't understand
years.
How you waited for a month. 2 months, 3 months, and a whole year.
I still have the emails. I was sending mails back to back.
And what was the response you got from the emails?
After 2 years, they gave me an excuse that that position was not finally approved, which I think is a lie. After 2 years, how do I got that?
That is like the most bizarre thing.
And so painful that
Aww.
It did.
Wow.
I've moved on, but I don't want people to hear the name of that bank anywhere.
I know how painful that can be, but man, you really
so
tried.
But I moved on anyway.
Move on. Forget about it. It's one of those things.
That bank
hey.
At all.
If you've moved on, then it shouldn't hurt you that much. Just let it go.
This is my first time of getting through.
Oh, thank you for calling, Maxwell. First time caller. Thank you. Well, I mean, I'm sure some people will be saying, why is Maxwell being so petty? You don't find work before. I had to say that in pidgin. I mean, because you literally are going to have some level of anxiety because you're waiting, you're checking your emails, but 2 years, man. 2 years. Ah, those HR people shut. Repent. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Give me the what's up, Lagos entry. Come on.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Amarula calling you from Ikorodu.
Ewo. You say what?
Amarula. My name is Odian.
Okay, that's best. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, well, what the last caller just said is true. I experienced it.
Hmm.
Yes, in fact, went for an interview, did all the blah blah things, then they now give you a letter to go for medication, go for medical. After the medical test, everything, they tell you, you send the results. They are not supposed to see, they are not supposed to send it to you.
Hmm.
Waited, nothing.
Hmm. But aside from waiting, because, you know, sometimes you have the email of the HR person or the phone contacts of the HR person, so no contact whatsoever?
Actually, this one wasn't even email. It was, let me say, one of the boss that, you know, Nigerian job now, connection.
Mamadu.
Yes. So at least I need to call the senior officer that connect me to them. So actually, for sometimes, the man just needs to say, "Oh, my brother, you know how it is now. Just try and look for another place. I'll keep pushing for you."
Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry about that. But like you said, it happens. But so the essence of this conversation is not just about the bad stories. We want to hear the good ones. How did you know you were going to get the job? Or how did you know you were not going to get the job? Did anything, you know, give off that made you so certain that they were not going to give me this job? Or something actually gave off that they were going to give you the job, but then they didn't? Or then you knew that you were going to get the job and you did. What was it? We want to hear all of the stories. So don't just call me and give me the bad stories. I want to hear the good stories. But let me give you some funny responses that I saw on social media. It was superbly hilarious. This particular guy said how he knew he was not going to get the job was that when they asked him, I need to read it verbatim so that it makes as much sense as it did to me. So it goes, when they asked me what I wanted or why I wanted the job, and I started with Omo, I knew at that point that I was not going to get the job. Okay. Another person said, Omo, I spy person CV. One of the core competencies I wrote, ingenuity. I spied it too. It was for a teaching job in a nursery school. The man carried my CV and asked me the meaning of ingenuity. I said it means fake. Ewo. Oga started to laugh. I just told him to give me my CV. Okay, guys, join the conversation. We have 5 more minutes before we go for the break. The next break at the bottom of the hour, 0700-993-993-993. That's the number to call, 0700-993-993-993. And you could also call if you're a lady, 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. You can send us a WhatsApp message or tweet at us with the hashtag WhatsUpLagos. So, back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, what's your name? Where are you calling from? So much energy.
All from Ibadan.
Ah, I don't know. Thank you.
Where is your second?
My second is taking a day off. He'll be here tomorrow. Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
I know you miss him.
Yeah, my experience is a very funny one.
Tell us.
The first time was when I left secondary school. Okay, so I needed to just get a little job I would be doing to sustain myself, you know? And then I went for computer interview. You know, that time we're using IBM. You know IBM machines?
Yes.
Yeah, typesetting. So I have done the training for almost 6 months. I said, okay, let me go for employment. So the day of the interview, I was typing and my heart was biting. It was beating like they were hitting hammer. So the director of the company came to me and he watched me because when I did the oral interview, I did very well. So on the practical, my heart was just banging like a knockout. So the man came and told me to stop typing.
Ew.
I came to his office. He said, what is your problem? I saw how you are sweating, even under this air condition. He said, you are sweating. Is there anything wrong? The man used his palm, placed on my chest. He said, young man, you want to kill yourself because of job? Don't worry, I will give you the job. Don't just...
Wow. You got the job?
Yes, and I got the job.
Wow, congratulations.
I got the job.
Wow.
And then salary of how much? My salary then was monthly was 25 naira.
Ha.
That 25 naira at the end of the month, I will still save about 12 naira out of it.
Wow.
Yeah, that was when Nigeria was good. Not now.
Not now, my brother. Mm.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for calling. That's a really great story. I mean, like, wow. So, no go, they sweat. Didn't say they go give you work. You're on your own. Anyway, thank you very much for calling. I'd like to read some of the messages that are coming in on WhatsApp. This one says, I knew I was not going to get the job when the interviewers, three males, were jumping up and down over one lady in red. I just realized these ones won't do justice here. They had no focus at all. I won't mention the name of the company, but male interviewers should know the job that job interviews is to recruit who is fit for a job and not for their spouses and girlfriends. Okay, noted. This one says, I once had a job interview with a telecommunication company and I was very sure I was going to have the job. And after three stages of interviews and tests, only for my brother to call me and told me that I had passed the interview, but I will not be given the job because his boss told him that if I should be employed and the company found out that both of us are brothers, because he's my brother, I will lose the job or he will lose the job also. That's how I lost the job. Ken from Melody, I'm so sorry, Ken. I mean, different companies have different policies. I know and I know how sometimes these things don't work in our favor. All right, this one says, what's up, Lagos? I went for an interview back in August of 2020. I did not hear anything from the firm until January 2021. Now, someone called me on two separate occasions to negotiate salary and other stuff with me. We agreed on a salary and he even reeled out other benefits and conditions. He said he would call me back. Till date, Marianne, I no see him call again. Thankfully, I got a better offer while waiting for them. I think HR teams should be sensitive enough to let you know when they're pulling out or pulling the plug. If you can send 100 SMSs to invite people to an interview, why can't you send 99 of those to those who didn't make it? McDonald from VI, a very important thing. And I think this goes out to all HR companies or HRs in companies. You need to do better. All right, this one says, please, I want to remain anonymous. Okay, this is not for me. This one says, some years back, what's up, Lagos? Some years back, I was at an interview at a private school. I was asked to introduce myself, and then I began and mentioned in between that I had my first degree with a first class, blah, blah, blah. When I was done, the director told me to my face that I'm very proud to have mentioned that I had a first class, that there are other first class graduates out there without a job, but I'm privileged to be in an interview. Thus, I should be humble. I was totally shocked and speechless. I knew I wouldn't be called back. And even if I was later called, I told myself I won't accept the offer. Tolulokpe from Ota, thank you very much for that message. Well, I mean, you know what happens in the case of the lizard when he falls from, you know, the top of a, let's say, like a fence. Nobody's there to congratulate.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. It's still What's Up Lagos, the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Mary Anna Colner, 3 minutes gone past 11. Now, for those who are just joining us, we're talking about, job interview experiences, the good, the bad, the ugly. But the most interesting questions that I responses I've gotten is on when people knew they were not going to get the job and how they knew. And for those who were going to get the job, how did you know you were going to get the job? Were you surprised? Did he come to you as a surprise? I'm going to bite my tongue. tongue on this one. There are people who show up for interviews and are almost always certain they'll take them for the job because they're always either very qualified or sometimes overqualified. And sometimes they don't necessarily have to do too much. They just say to them, how much you want us to pay you? We're not asking you to call us. Stay away. I'm sorry, we are beefing you. But if you have been refused a job and maybe didn't even get a call back or an email from HR, would like to hear from you. And for those who probably HR sent you an email and said, sorry, we'll have to go with someone else, blah, 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 would also like to hear from you. But the phone lines are open. We want to share your job hunt experiences and the worst, the good and the bad experiences you had when you went for a job interview. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993. I'm really curious why HRs, some HRs, never really get back to you to say, I'm sorry, we can't, we're not going to, you know, take you because, you know, we're going to go with someone else. And you don't necessarily have to give me, you know, the truth. You just tell me that we're sorry. Thank you for the time and patience and blah, blah, blah. And then you keep it moving. But don't keep me hanging. Look at that guy who called us and said, 2 years. Eh? For what? Anyway, if you're a lady, call 01465-7190 and you can send us WhatsApp messages. We want to hear from you. I'm just remembering. For what? Why would I wait for 2 years? What was all that? Anyway, tweet at us on Twitter with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. So we are on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. So go ahead and tweet at us and send us a WhatsApp message on 0809-597-5805. I'll take it again. 0809-597-5805. And we're back to the phone lines. Let's hear from you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry about that. If that was you, please call me back if you can. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, they like say, you say, they inside drum, chest alive. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Marianne.
Morning.
Yeah, my name is Igwe Victor.
Igwe Victor. Igwe, share your experience with us.
In fact, my sister, my experience is awesome. I went for interview and we were on a group of five people.
Okay.
So when we were being interviewed, I was doing very well. Along the line, the interviewer asked us, can we show them our fingernails? So I looked at my fingernails. They were neat. So with that boldness, I said, and the same reason I had it is the reason I will not call the brand of the detergent that says that is good. I don't know if you know the detergent brand that says debt.
We're not advertising anybody, but go ahead.
So when I displayed my fingernails, I said, after all, so detergent brand says debt is good. So at the end of the day, they said, okay, young man, thank you for coming for the interview. We will get back to you. Spontaneously, they gave us the figures of our score. At the end of the day, I scored 7 over 10. When the person that sent me to the company for the interview asked me 2 days how I performed, I told him, this is my score. So when they listed people that did well in the interview, they said, Victor could not make it because he came here and he didn't mind his business. He was advertising another brand for us.
Sorry, your sharp mouth has ended you in trouble. Igwe. That is it.
Thank you. That was my experience.
Thank you for calling, Igwe. Sometimes you have to not be too forward. You know what I'm saying? Just act like you don't know anything. But then when you're asked, you know, very interesting or, you know, very well thought out questions, then you cannot sit down, take a breath. Think about your question, your answer. Then you answer, why are you going to go and advertise another brand when you are going to look for a job with the company? Come on, man. That's not right. Anyway, we got a message here on WhatsApp. This one says, good morning, Marianne. Okay. Sam, I think that we need to reach out to Mercy. I do not know why Mercy has not gotten her stuff. I think we will try and get back to you. All right. Well, this one says, good morning to you. What's up, Lagos? My cousin just heard what you were talking about on the radio show and told me about his experience. Oh, wow. Okay, your cousin. What's up, cousin? He went for an interview in a particular hotel. He passed the first interview. Then during the training, he was asked to cut off his hair and beards after he did and showed up the next day. They told him to go and dress well. Bro had to go and borrow casual wear only to come back, and he was told they didn't need him again. He cried the whole of that day on the way back home. But why? But why? Why? Is it good? Is it fair? Why do these things? Why? But why? Baba even had to go and borrow outfit. But is it good in this country? Anyway, I'm so sorry to your cousin. But what's up to your cousin, though? Thank you very much, Silent Tucker. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Otonu? Good morning. What's your name? Where are you
calling from? Mary. My name is Godwin, calling from Lakwelo Shoro.
Okay, Godwin. You have so much good energy. So tell me about your experience.
Yes, my experience on this interview situation is this. I had a cousin and was coming to an interview in VIN.
Mm-hmm.
I just told him he should not worry. We are going together. We set up from Lakwe around 4. You know, as a result of bad road at Awoyaya, at Abijo, at Eshegotedo, you know, before we could get to VI here, it was already to 10.
Ewo.
Meanwhile, the interview was scheduled to take place 8:30.
Ewo.
You can see what the bad road has cost us. So serious one that I cannot forget. And then you want to use this opportunity to tell the government of Lagos State to see the best they could do so that we in this side of Ekpe, Bialeti, we are part of Lagos and we are paying our taxes.
Okay.
They should do the needful to see that the road is more terrible, and instead of anybody coming to tax for a motorist to pay for roadworthiness, meanwhile, the road that we are using the vehicle is not worthy.
Okay.
Help me talk to them.
Thank you very much. I mean, it's very important. As much as that's not what we're talking about, but the roads, come on. The roads are really bad. And just as you said, people who pay taxes also live in, you know, on that axis. So, Lagos State Government, come on, guys. Let's fix these roads. All right, we're still taking your thoughts, your comments. We've got about 10 more minutes on the clock on this matter. Back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm Remedy. Calling from Igbodu.
Okay, Remedy, I need you to turn off your radio, please.
Oh, yeah. It's off now.
It's not?
Yeah, it's off.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
Yeah, my experience was actually funny, and at the same time, let me just say, it's not here in Nigeria. It was in UAE.
Okay.
So it happened, that's the Dubai to be precise.
Mm-hmm.
So we went for an interview, but there was a lot, let's say about 20 guys,
mm-hmm.
different nationalities. So the employer was Arabic. So he wasn't even caring about CV or anything. He just said, does anybody here can be here, speak Arabic? Most of us are purely Africans, Cameroonian, Nigerian, Ghana, so nobody really knew any Arabic. So we were looking at each other. One Cameroonian guy just summoned courage because in UAE,
I'm beginning to laugh.
Their train, their metro bus, there's English language, there's Arabic language. So when they speak English, they translate it in Arabic. So he just picked something he had inside the metro bus. Like when the doors open, Abu Tu Black or something like that. So he just said, okay, so I can speak Arabic. I said, okay, go ahead. He said, Abu Tu Black. So all of us just laughed because we knew
where it was coming from.
So the man himself just laughed. And he said, only for that reason, he got the job.
he attempted at least.
Yes, he gave him the job.
Aww.
We all laughed. It was so funny. Aww. I didn't even know. In fact,
poor guy.
Anytime I remember up to now, I just keep laughing.
Thank you so much for calling. At least he attempted something. I could have said shukran because that means thank you. That's the only Arabic I can speak. Well, We have another message here, but this time on Facebook. Adebayo Rotimi said, my own was funny. It was a Zoom interview for an accounting job. Actually, that was my first experience. So when the HR started to introduce like four accountants that will interview me, Omo, I shocko. One branch accountant, the other one general accountant, the other one zonal accountant. When they started to bombard me with questions, I was able to answer the ones I know. Immediately, I heard the general accountant saying, though you may not get the job, but at least you learned more today. Omo, I knew it was a red flag. Baba, well, no vex. But that's how it is. At least you learned something, wrote to me. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning. Cheers to life. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Itepi Opayong.
What?
Yes, I needed you to say what. That's fine.
Did you say Etete Opayong?
Etete Opayong. How about you? Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Yeah, and again, I think I have a privilege of talking even as an ex-Malabite. And I'm talking with my ex-Malabite, so it makes it interesting.
Yay! For all the Malabites and Malabresses. Yay!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let me give my story. I think it's a very good one. I have plenty of the good and less of the bad ones.
Mm-hmm.
Calling from Lagos, by the way. And this is a recent one. How I got to know I was going to get the job. Some persons were going in, they were calling one after the other, and when it got to my turn, there are a few things I always take into consideration. For every candidate that steps into your conference room or boardroom, I would look at the minutes this person spends while going in and coming out. So I'm going to like put the checkmate. So that would make me to understand, okay, I think this person was able to engage the panelists in the course of the conversation.
Yeah.
So when it got to my turn, some spent like 3 minutes, 5 minutes. So when it got to my turn, I was the last person and I got there late. And when I got in, the next thing I just saw the HR, I saw about two guys and I introduced myself. And the next thing, they asked me about the job. And when they asked me about it, the job role, and trust me, it's something I am good on it. And I just started running my mouth before I could know the lady, the HR just told me. You know, she was just smiling. And I sat so comfortable, I was just rolling the seat. Trust me, I was like, at some point, I'll do some gesticular body movement and all the rest. And the HR just
what
said,
what are you feeling,
you know,
like? Did I not say you should not call this show? Did I not say you should not? Excuse me. What are you feeling like this morning? Upaya, what's wrong with you?
I'm feeling like a
what's
guru.
All this?
I'm feeling like a guru. Hey, fine. The lady just said, stop. And when she said stop, she just said, do you have any question for us? I said, no, I don't have any question. And she just said, you know what? We'll get back to you. Now, she said she was going to get back to me. The getting back to me was on a Saturday. And I said, sorry, that was on a Saturday, the wet day. So how do you expect to get back to me? She said, please, for me to even ask that question, that it means I am too professional. I said, no, but I just feel working time and all that. She said, you know what? We'll get back to you. And if I know it, on a Saturday, I just got, I got a mail, congratulations.
Sure.
We're happy to have you.
Sure. Be going. It's okay.
Like,
goodbye. Congratulations. You two, they show yourself. Hey, Tete, thank you for calling. It's okay. We can't all be having bad news, but Tete got his job and he's resuming tomorrow. Congratulations, brother. That's my Malabite. All right, well, we have 5 minutes before we wrap things up. Let me just read a few more messages and then we will go for that break before the news. Well, this one says, good morning, everyone in the studio. What's up, Lagos? I went for an interview in a farm. I passed the test. They asked me any question or suggestion for the farm. I told them five things they were doing wrong. They thanked me and said they would get back to me. After 2 weeks, I was not called. I later asked the person that recommended me. They told me that I know too much and they can't handle me. Hey, y'all. No fess. Sabi, sometimes it's not good. Don't be like this uncle that just called us. Although he got the job. Patrick from Akute says, sometimes I believe getting a job is not by interview stands. Okay. He also goes with the oil on your head. How do you compose yourself? Your appearance. My experience on getting a contract, which I understand that most clients give, approves a contract when you give a good ride and good looks. I'm thinking you're talking about the fact that body language matters. Okay, Patrick from Akute. I appreciate your message. This one says, my worst experience on a job interview. Baba Lola Okay. So Babalola here says, I got to the company and questioned exams were set 100% for electrical, electronics, engineering graduates. The funniest thing was that of the eight of us, none of us studied that course, and we all did engineering courses. Four of us were civil engineering graduates, and the remaining four were mechanical and computer engineering graduates. So no road for you, Abby. Sorry, Babalola. But you should have known, didn't they? I mean, they obviously would have told you who they were looking for, that they were looking for somebody in the elect, or that's what it's called, right? Okay, one last call, guys, and then we'll be saying our goodbyes on the show today. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Bad experience.
What's your name, sir? What's your name, sir?
Bad experience, but however.
What's your name,
one
sir?
One of them.
Hello. Hello, sir.
I went for a teaching interview.
Hello. Hello, sir. Can you hear me? Excuse me, sir. Can you hear me, sir? Excuse me. Hello. Can you hear me, sir? Can you hear me?
The teacher was teaching mathematics. I went to the class and sit down. So the teacher was, the mathematics, he know nothing about the mathematics. He know nothing. So the student was telling him one step at a time, until he gets to the point, he couldn't know what to do. He handed it over to them as an assignment. I raised up my hand from the back and said, sir, all the answers you have provided since is wrong. He said, hey, I love students to challenge a lecturer, a teacher. Oh yeah, can you come and solve it? I pick up the chalk. Stop the mathematics. Immediately I finished it. He was very happy.
I don't know if you can hear me. Can you hear me?
I sat down at the back.
Oh dear.
At the end of the day.
Okay, I don't think you can hear me because I would have asked you if you understood my question. I'm not asking about you in class with the teacher. I'm asking a job interview you went for and how you knew you were not going to get the job. Okay, but because you couldn't hear me, but I could hear you, the communication there did not necessarily happen. But thank you for all your messages, your thoughts, your comments. I appreciate all of them, but we got to go. We have some messages coming up in a bit. Now, don't forget, you must follow and like all our platforms. So follow Nigeria Info on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, on Nigeria Info, facebook.com/Nigeria Info FM. That's for Facebook. And on Twitter, we are Nigeria Info FM. Okay, just go ahead and follow us at Nigeria Info FM 99.3. And you can like our YouTube page, subscribe, like, and follow us so that you can keep up with all our programs and all our live streams. And don't forget, go download the Nigeria Info mobile app because all our shows, including the ones that we podcast, are going to be there. So if you missed a show, you can go and play back. And of course, ask questions because there is a message box on our website where you can have conversations back and forth with us. All right. But that's the show today, Lagos. I love you all. We'll be back tomorrow, Stretch and I, on What's Up, Lagos. Don't forget, 10 a.m. to 12 o'clock. I'm Mary Anacon. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram. It's M-I-M-I-E-Y-O. And you can look for Mary Ann Dukakon everywhere else. I love you, Lagos. See you tomorrow.